Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 298. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
Oh, very staccato-y.
Yeah, that I did that naturally.
It just comes naturally to her to be staccato-y. Whew, that was actually quite difficult to say.
Oof.
Easy for me to say. It has been a lovely day today. Haven't done any watching whatsoever.
I tried to catch up on The Block.
Okay.
Didn't watch the whole thing.
All right.
So an unsuccessful attempt there. Yeah.
Boom. Follow The Watchers on Twitter at TheWatchersPod1.
Not a lot of news today because we're recording a day early, which means that the US have got their weekend, so there are no new news stories coming from there. But I have found some that during the week I thought were interesting, and I think you've got something as well.
Yeah, I found just a little catch-up.
Well, do you want to be somebody that does a proper news voice, or are you just going to have a chat?
I'll do the news voice.
Oh, okay, great. Because I'm not sure. Now I kind of, maybe I'll mix it up.
Okay.
Like maybe I'll do a little bit of it. Maybe.
When I remember.
And yeah, like I'll start with it and then I'll immediately forget to do it. Yeah, I think that's how it's going to go, right?
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's time to get into the news. Do you want to be the top news story?
I shall be the top news story. Thank you, Leah, for crossing to me. Barbie has done it. She has knocked off Super Mario to become the biggest film of the year. I mean, we still are only the beginning of September, but as an aside, she's done it. This weekend, Barbie officially became the biggest movie. I just remember the news. Became the biggest movie of 2023 with over $1.36 billion globally. And that has, as I mentioned in my lead, surpassed Super Mario Brothers. However, let's not forget Oppenheimer. It is doing.
How's that going?
It's doing very well.
Could I say gangbusters?
Gangbusters, not Barbie. But gangbusters.
Oh, I see what you've done there.
Yeah. It passed $850 million globally. So, you know, not quite in the realm of the $1.3 billion.
That's ridiculous. That's so much money.
Still quite a lot of money, isn't it?
Holy dooly, that is a lot of money.
Foof.
Far out, Brussels sprout.
Do you know what's interesting? I don't think anyone who has gone to see Barbie twice. With a lot of, you know, the Marvel movies and Star Wars and all of that, people will go a number of times. But I haven't seen anyone say Barbie, which feels even more impressive because it means there's a wider audience going.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think it's because people who go to see Marvel and Star Wars, you know, those kind of franchises or those kind of films that are willing or keen to go and see it twice, they're real, real massive fans, right?
They're fans and they're going because it's of a collection.
And it's a kind of a thing to do, right, within that sort of group.
I'll
see it twice.
Yeah, and I feel like you would have several groups of people that you'd go with.
Yep.
So you'd go with your hardcore.
Yep.
And then you'd be like, oh, have you gone to see Marvel yet? No, I haven't. Oh, let's go this weekend.
I'll go with you.
I've already gone it.
And I wouldn't mind watching you watch it.
Gone it too.
And the person goes, I am not sitting in a theatre with you staring at me watching the movie.
Oh, gosh. I once went to a Pink concert with a group of friends. And I was friends with this girl, but she spent, I would say, close to 90% of the Pink concert just staring at me to see if I was enjoying it.
I hate it.
Well, I was enjoying it until suddenly I feel very watched and critiqued in my terms of enjoyment. I've never forgotten that. That's a bit creepy.
See, there's a fine line when you're watching a film with someone at the theatre, at the cinema, and if you laugh, like, and they laugh as well, if, like, you kind of look at each other and go, that was really funny, and then you think, I'm not doing that every time, though.
No.
Don't look at each other every time because then one of you is going to get sick of it before the other.
Yeah.
And you're like,
oh now I'm the person who's looked sideways and gone to nobody, exactly. to someone side facing
they're
me.
They're not looking yeah. anymore. They've literally had enough of it.
I do talk to you though in the movies.
Yeah, but we like go like once every 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's not that.
Chances are we're not annoying the
it's
same
not
people.
Annoying. Yeah, it's totally fine. Yeah, I think, like you said, Barbie has got such a wide range of people who have gone to see it that they're people that would only go and see a film once anyway.
I agree.
You know, they might watch it when it gets onto a streaming site, but probably not as soon as it gets out.
No.
Probably in a year or two. They go, yeah. Oh, that's right. I wouldn't mind watching that again.
Yeah, let's put that on again.
Barry, have you seen, you didn't go, oh, let's
sit
down
and watch.
It's really good. You're not, but.
I will make you because I'll be sitting staring at you smiling like, did you get it?
Did you get it?
Do you feel just as passionate about this one sentence?
Wait, let me just pause it and explain the joke to you and the
hang
reference.
Hang on. Let me tell you the history of Barbie just to help you out on this one.
Yeah, yeah. If you're all right. Where are you going, Barry?
Barry, I'll pause it. I'll wait.
Oh. There has been a film called Equalizer 3, and it's hit the box office as well. Denzel Washington is in it. So is Dakota Fanning, actually. And it earned in the US $34.5 million over in the US alone, over the weekend alone. And it's
That's
ranked
a lot
first
of money
with Barbie once again coming in second now for the seventh week in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So Barbie over in the US made $10.6 million.
8 weeks on.
Yeah. Just for that weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Maybe there are people going twice.
Maybe. But I also think
$10 million worth in one weekend,
look,
seeing it twice.
I think about Mum, and she's wanted to go and see Barbie for about a month now and hasn't gone yet, and then went to the movies yesterday, she said.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, did you go see Barbie? No, went and saw something else, but I'll go and see Barbie another time. I'm like, you're getting close to when it's going.
It's going to leave.
She's not going to go and see it in the movies. But
I'd go see it a second time with her.
With her? Well, there you go.
Are you going?
I haven't organised anything.
Well, we'll wait for you to organise it then.
Okay, great.
It'll be lots of fun. I'll shout you till popcorn.
Can we? Yeah. Okay, that sounds great. Let's do that. Speaking of mothers, Meg Ryan's kids.
Yeah.
That's a good segue. It's a good segue. Have seen When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen the iconic
scene
where she's at the diner.
Yeah.
And she actually said, and I'm quoting now, it's funny, my son just called me this morning and he's in New York staying at a hotel that's right across the street from the Cat's Deli, which my daughter was here and everybody was on the speaker and they were like, Mum, this is a very unique embarrassment. He said, you know, you can go into that deli and there's an arrow pointing down to the table where you shot that actual scene.
That's a very unique embarrassment.
He said, when your mother has one of the most famous orgasm scenes of all time, how do you not watch the film? Oh, that's really funny.
How do you not walk in and take a photo?
Oh, like, sitting
my mum was here.
I reckon he would do that too. Oh, that's really good. That's very funny. Look, there's been quite a lot of outrage this week as PlayStation has hiked up its pricing for PlayStation Plus, PlayStation Essentials, Extra, and Premium.
Ooh.
Or Deluxe, it's called, sorry. So PlayStation Essential is the subscription-based, what do you call it? It's a yearly subscription to PlayStation and it allows you to play online.
Yeah.
And it also gives you maybe three to four free games a month, which is quite
a lot.
It's
pretty good.
It used to be $80. It's gone up to $95.95. That is a big hike.
That's huge.
$15 extra.
A month.
No,
a
year.
A year.
That's still huge. A lot. The extra, which gives you I want to say at least 100 games that you can choose from that you can just play at any time.
And do they disappear or do they stay there forever?
They can disappear, but if you put them into your library or download them, they're there forever for you until you don't subscribe anymore.
Okay.
It was $135, $134.95 per year. It has jumped up to $169. That is a massive hike.
Now, how can they justify that being where we are in this world?
Exactly.
The
such
economy.
Poor timing.
Hugely
do you want to know
timing.
how much the deluxe is now? This is the one
I don't
where
think you I do.
Was 154.
Uh-huh.
Now 196.
Oh yeah,
it's
don't
gone up
don't make it 200.
$50.
Just drop it down.
Nearly
drop
$50
down.
Extra a year.
That's terrible.
Now some people, most people, are outraged and really angry, and a lot of people are saying, "Why would I bother with the PlayStation? I'm just going to go Games Pass." And then other people are saying, "Well, Games Pass can be up, you know."
Just
almost
as.
That much as well. It really depends on what kind of games you like, but Games Pass seems to be a bit cheaper at this point in time.
Yeah.
But how on earth do you play $196 worth of games a year? And the answer is, well, you probably would.
Would you?
If you buy a game from JB or even the online thing, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, they also don't give you brand new games, but some of the games that they have on offer there could be between $50 and $80 each if you pay for them. If you play about three or four games of those a year, you're almost getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
But geez, that is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a real lot. How? And I feel like they're doing it because they're number one.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo will do whatever they want.
Yep.
Then they hardly ever drop any of their prices.
Yeah.
And I think potentially, this is my guess, PlayStation knows that Xbox is about to do a price hike. That's my guess. But wouldn't you wait for Xbox to do it
first? Wouldn't you let them to get the bad publicity of the price hike and then you go, oh, well, you know, we've kind of got to
Do it as well.
Or it's our opportunity to do it.
Mm. I wonder if they're going to suddenly start releasing, more games if like they're saying it's a price hike but look at all of the games that you now have. We've given you 50 extra games or something, and people go, oh, okay, maybe that's, I don't know, it just seems like a real lot of money.
It's a lot.
But you know, if you want to play games, it's an expensive thing.
Unfortunately, I think it's got far more hidden expenses than you expect. You expect to buy the console and buy a couple of games.
But you can do that.
Yeah. But
you
then
don't
that,
need this.
Then that would be it. You don't expect, like, these are the.
This is for the people who are big gamers.
Yeah.
These are the big gamers.
You want people to become big gamers.
Yeah.
You want people to buy the console and then a game and then go, oh, there's Games Pass. Oh, there's a subscription.
I'm going to buy. Oh, I've just bought Call of Duty. I've heard it's a big game. You've got to play online. Oh, I've got to pay a subscription to play online.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. Yep,
cha-ching,
constantly.
Cha-ching. Yeah.
Just really quickly, one other, it's a gaming story, but it's film and TV related. Cyberpunk 2077 is a game that's been out for quite a few years now, maybe about 3 years. Anyway, there's some DLC in there, and this is the game with Keanu Reeves in it, Idris Elba. Idris Elba's now in it as well. The release date, it's called Phantom Liberty. It will release on the 25th of September. That's very soon. So if you have played Cyberpunk 2077 and you want to jump back into it and you want to see what Idris Elba has got in store for you, that would be a good one.
Fun.
That's the kind of game that I wouldn't mind playing. I haven't played it yet.
Got $200?
Well, it's is it on the PlayStation? Is it on there?
Don't know.
Because that would be pretty good
if
it's part of it, but I doubt it is. But
it's an extra.
It's an extra. Cha-ching. It's an extra, extra, extra.
Cha-ching.
Extra. Quiz a little bit later on in the program, but I think we need to get into some watching suggestions because we held a couple over, didn't we? Should we go with the one that we watched together?
Yes.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
We watched together. What do they call a music doco?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. From 2021, and it is the all great, almighty Pink.
Yes,
and
Alicia
it's called
Moore.
All I Know So Far. Alicia Moore. Now, it follows her through her European leg of her concert, and it, of course, it shows the production and the show and her preparation for Wembley Stadium. But a lot of this doco is about her family.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Her as predominantly a mother, but also a wife. And it was one of the best music docos
I've watched. It was really enjoyable. And it was the kind of thing that I'm glad that there was behind the scenes, because that's what I like about those.
Yes.
It was like In Bed with Madonna, Madonna Truth or Dare. Yeah. That's what it was like. Yeah. But it was pink and she was not trying to be shocking. And I just knew that the behind the scenes stuff that we would see would make me like her more.
Absolutely. And it did, didn't it?
And it did. She's a great person.
She's an awesome person. Down to the fact that she has had her musicians and her dancers and her crew for going on 10 plus years, that she's like, I hate auditioning. I don't want to audition. Keep them. I find the best person. Why would I want to change?
I just stick with them.
And I think, what an incredible, I think what came out was she's created a family.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Not her family of children and husband, she has, but her family of who tours with her and how close they are. There was footage of, you know, her dancers and the crew just mucking around and playing with the kids.
Yeah.
And it was like,
it wasn't unusual. They were like cousins, you know, like they were the you know, big cousins.
And, you know, the kids were just dancing around on stage while they're rehearsing and they're giving her daughter Willow a chance to go up in the trapeze and they're teaching her how to do acrobatics. And I thought, what an incredible world they're growing up in.
I just had this idea, right, that if, say, you go to a Pink concert and suddenly you're like, that you hear Pink's sick, but we're not going to cancel the concert. Willow will be taking Pink's place.
Everybody would stay. Every single person would stay.
You'd be like, yeah, okay.
I'll do it.
Yeah, this
well,
is
she
great.
Has, I mean, she's got a song with her mum that she Cover Me too. In Sunshine, and she's gone on stage to sing her. And I think at one part in the doco, Pink, Alicia is like, come on, just come and sing the song with me on stage. Come on. And Willow's like, no.
So cute. Yeah, she seems like a really nice little girl.
Really nice.
And she's got a younger brother whose name I can't remember.
Jamison.
I was thinking it's like Ferguson, but it's not Ferguson. Jamison, yeah. When do you reckon they're going to call him Jamie? It must be soon, right?
Yeah.
He was about two and a half.
Yeah, 2.5. Yeah. He was a funny little guy.
He was funny.
Yeah.
He was being bossy.
Oh, yeah.
She'd just finished a whole concert where, you know, she's literally flying around the stadium, Wembley Stadium.
And singing and dancing.
And he says to her, come on, we've got to jump on the lounge and you've got to do it like this. And she's like, can't I just watch you? No. And then so she does it once and he's like, no, now we've got to do it this way and then this way. Then we're going to go up here. And she's like, oh, I just don't want to do
it. You could just see how exhausted she was.
She did it though.
All right.
She knew it was easier to do
that. It's easier to do it. Yeah, yeah. And she did it perfectly. And he still said, like every two-year-old, no, it wasn't right.
Yeah, it was a really nice it was a nice doco because there were songs that I didn't necessarily know, some of the newer stuff,
songs.
But it made me want to go back and watch and some old videos and
didn't
listen
it?
To some old music.
And didn't it make you regret that you didn't buy a ticket for her concert going on next year?
Yeah.
I was like,
are there tickets? There's surely some tickets around.
Surely. Doesn't she live half the year in Australia because she puts on that many shows?
She used to, yeah.
I'm sure she still does. Hey, Pink, can you put another one on for us? Because now we've watched the doco.
Sorry,
really
Pink.
I want to go.
Sorry, we didn't get our act together.
Yeah.
We'll go
I'll
again.
I'll just stand side stage. I won't get in your way.
We saw – no, I did. Did I? Were you there? No, you weren't. I saw her at the Metro in Sydney, which is a very small venue.
Have you?
Yeah. It was when I was working in FM radio and we got tickets and we went and saw her and she was so close.
Amazing.
Because it was so small. So small.
Why do you make me so jealous?
Because it was about 10 years ago. You shouldn't be jealous now.
I am.
You're re-jealous.
Yeah.
But then we went and saw her later.
Yeah. But so?
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Charlie. What else did you watch?
So I have been watching some short episodes on SBS from The Point. And for those in Australia who have been living under a rock, or potentially people from overseas who don't know, Australia is heading into a referendum
yes.
next month.
No. Yes.
We're
or no.
only allowed to vote yes.
They're the two options.
Or no. Two options. And like anything political, there's a lot of voices out there. Pun is not intended. A lot of voices out there, a lot of misinformation, and it's really difficult to figure out where. And you've got people from all spectrums of the political parties saying lots of things. So I'm not getting into a political debate.
We're not supposed to.
No, but I wanted to know more information and I wanted to find out more.
So this was sort of your opportunity to become more informed.
Yeah, look, I had read through all the information and watched a lot of things and I just thought, I just want to know a little bit more.
Get an understanding of what it's about.
For people who don't know what it's about, it's called The Voice to Parliament, and it's a change to our constitution, which is a massive deal, and it's giving First Nations people a group, a voice for all decisions made in Parliament and government. Anyway, I wanted to know a little bit more information, so I went searching and I found a really great show. It's part of The Point and it's called Road to Referendum by Misinformation, and it's done by Australia's number one drag journalist, whose name is Misinformation, and I love how they describe her. A stylish warrior for truth goes in search of the facts for the Voice to Parliament debate, challenging myths, truths and mischief-making. And the conversations are really great and you're listening to it and you're totally on board.
Yeah.
And then every now and again you're like, it's a drag queen, like full glasses, full makeup,
you hair, forget.
Everything. He's asking these really great questions and it's just wonderful. They're very short and they've got lots and lots of people on there, like
So this is on SBS On Demand, but it's from NITV, which I mean
yeah,
is from
and
SBS.
And it's their show, The Point.
Yeah.
There's Ben Apatangalo, Jacinta Price, Dorinda Cox, even goes to David Peacock and Lydia Thorpe, who have all different views. But if you do want a little bit more information and to listen to specific people's ideas and viewpoints on this, it's a really great
you can jump
tidbits.
In, grab a bit.
Yeah. Just widen your perspective, understand yeah. more to make an informed choice.
That's great. So that was just on demand. So you
SBS
don't even have
demand.
To try and catch it on
no.
TV. Streaming, eh?
Mm.
It's the way of the future. It's not actually. It's now.
It's now. It's the present.
Yeah, exactly. It is. Look, I watched nothing to do with the yes or no. I sort of went back in time, but in a new way.
Mm. Interesting.
I decided to catch up on some Louis Theroux.
Love Louis Theroux.
So good. Like his early stuff, I have watched, I think, twice now. I'm going to watch some older ones maybe next week
yeah.
as well, just to get an idea, because this one was called Forbidden America.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that first couple of maybe it was even just one season, I can't even
yeah.
remember, but he was in America talking to Americans who are not your norm, you know.
Mm.
So they were
mm-hmm.
I remember he went to a swingers party, he
yes.
was out with people who were sure that it was going to be the end of the world, so they were doomsday
mm-hmm.
preppers, and he became a rapper down, was it New Orleans or something?
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm getting it mixed up with now, because this Forbidden America is a three-parter, I think, and I thought the first one was the best of the three.
Yeah.
But there was one about the porn industry in
mm-hmm.
To do with Me Too.
Nice.
And that was the third episode. And it was very interesting, but I did feel like it reminded me of stuff that he'd done before.
Yeah, okay.
And the second episode was one about rapping in a dangerous part of Florida.
Mm.
And, you know, these rappers who were on the street, like they're
yeah.
in the hood kind of thing. And he was kind of hanging out with them. And that was really interesting. But it did feel a little bit like one.
Yeah.
The ones
okay.
that he's done before. But the one that I found the most interesting, which was the first one, was about all of those alt-right guys, right,
mm-hmm.
in the US, but the younger ones who are streaming.
Right.
So they're on Twitch, or I don't even think they're on Twitch. I think they keep getting kicked off the platforms after, and they keep sort of renaming themselves, yeah, putting themselves back on again. They're just talking about America First, all that, yeah, kind of thing. They're immediately calling him, you know, the press, the twisted press, the press, yes, that, you know, you twist the truth.
They're calling Louis news. That.
Yeah. And it's like, Louis is, you, like, I don't even know who you are. Well, if you don't know who I am, then Google. How do you know that I'm the,
yeah,
twisted press? Like, you've got no idea.
Yeah.
I'm from England as well. But it's so,
I'm not getting into the argument. Just keep telling me.
And
rubbish.
The thing about Louis is, and he couldn't get them to do this, and he gets everybody to do it, is that the way Louis approaches people is that he asks them questions and acts like he knows nothing, and he's a bit silly and dumb and a bit, yeah, daggy, like a bit of a nerd, a dork. Yes. So they kind of take him under their wing.
Yeah,
yeah, endearing. Take him under their wing, and they show him their way, whether it's crazy or not. And then he manages to get quite a good story. But because these guys have been brainwashed into thinking that the
press is, yeah,
exactly, all journalists are just in it for, they're all left or whatever, they weren't letting him in.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting to see him take a different stance. And he literally, in some of it, would just not talk. So they would just talk, and they were just spewing out the same stuff that you've heard these guys, yeah, talk, say over and over and over again. And they're like, if you're coming here with your agenda, if you just want to let me talk, just let me talk. And then in three sentences later, Louis has not said anything, and they're like, get out. You're not letting me, you know, I'm not going to even speak to you. It's like,
he hasn't said anything. He hasn't contradicted
you.
He's
given
you
the chance to talk. And, yeah.
But you've run out of fodder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
But really interesting. And interesting to watch how he approaches a really hostile people, hostile towards him, even though they don't know who he is.
I always thought he was quite courageous in that respect and questioned how he stayed safe in some of the situations he went into.
Yep.
Because he'd be in volatile situations and violent situations, and I think he's playing the bumbling fool. Easily,
yeah,
a split second could go the wrong way.
And, you know, you think, oh, but he's been around for years. Like, people could watch it, but these people don't bother watching him. They don't bother doing any sort of research on him.
Well, absolutely not. They're not going to watch first a British journalist.
Even though easy to find it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right.
They're not going to only look for the people who are already on their radar.
Thanks, algorithms.
Agree with them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what algorithms are all about.
But if you think, if you're getting interviewed by somebody, you might Google them. Would you not?
Well, why wouldn't you? Like, otherwise, why would you say yes? But I don't know. It's hard to – people think differently, so it's kind of hard to put your – what you think is the sensible or rational way to go about a thought process. You can't do that when you're trying to put yourself in other people's places.
A hierarchy, and you think these people are coming in and they're underneath you. Why would you bother?
Can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I've got 3,000 people watching me on live stream right now.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. Cool. Look, I think it's time to get into a quiz.
Can't wait.
This quiz is called, I can't be bothered to put a drum roll in, so just pretend you've heard a drum roll.
Drum roll.
Whose music biopic is this? So I'm going to say the name of
the movie. Okay.
And then you've got to say who, singer or band or whatever.
All right.
Because we watched Pink.
We watched Pink.
Now, but these are like theatrical ones. So like actors have played the real person.
Oh, so it's not a doco.
No, it's a biopic.
Oh, but I didn't listen to that bit.
That's okay.
Yeah, foof.
Here we go. Walk the Line.
Oh, that's Johnny Cash.
Correct.
Oscar-winning performances.
It was, yeah. Because both Joaquin and Reese got the Oscars, right?
I mean, Reese always.
Whenever she plays Johnny Cash's wife, she always
wins
an Oscar.
She's amazing, that girl.
Rocket Man.
It's got to be Elton-y.
Oh, you're
Elton-y
good.
Johnny.
Okay. So I knew you'd get Walk the Line. I was like, I don't know. That may. she may or may not get Rocket Man. So I thought I'll put a really easy one in.
Yeah. You watch as I get it wrong.
Ray.
Ray Charles.
I was like, oh dear.
Didn't see it.
No. Great Balls of Fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes.
I loved that movie.
We used to watch it a lot.
Yeah.
Mainly because I think it was Winona Ryder. She was the deciding factor,
yeah,
right?
I did quite like A Little Boogie.
And the music.
The music.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. Great Balls of
Great
Fire.
Great Balls of Fire. Mm. I will admit.
She will be Amit. Hello, Amit. How are you? Changing your name?
I will admit I was very young when I watched it, so a lot of it went over my head.
Yeah, there's probably a whole lot in there that we're like, oh.
Didn't realise that at the time.
Mm. This one is an easy one, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, geez, I don't. It's
hard, isn't it?
Is it Madonna?
It is.
No,
yes.
It's. Definitely the Spice Girls.
It's the Spice Girls.
Yeah, it's a group. I knew it was a group.
It was. Yeah, because I think Freddie Mercury would have been a particular age this year. This week.
Oh, okay.
I saw it in the news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Would have been.
Happy birthday.
Maybe 80 or something.
Happy heavenly birthday.
Happy heavenly birthday. Finally, last one, Shine.
Oof.
Now, this one I probably have to give you some clues, but if you can kind of let me know that you know what it is, then I'll give you the clues. Shine.
That's a five-letter word.
You're really lost.
What do you mean I know what it is?
It's a movie.
But how can I tell you I know what it is if I don't know what it is? And then why would I need a clue if I knew what it is?
Because you may not know the, like you may have forgotten who the name of the person.
Is it? Was Russell Crowe in it? That Shine?
No.
Oh.
But it is Australian.
No, Russell Crowe.
No, it's a different actor.
Oh, Geoffrey Rush. Geoffrey Rush.
Yep. So his name is
David.
Helfgott. Yeah.
Ooh,
in my memory,
tricky.
It was Helf. I thought it was like
Heathcote.
Heathcote? Yeah, that's what I thought it was. But you did well.
Thank you.
I knew that you knew Shine because you definitely watched it.
Well, I did, but my memory of it is not a biopic of a musician, which is bizarre, right?
Mm.
My memory of it is Geoffrey Rush jumping on a trampoline in a trench coat.
You know why? That was the cover.
Yeah. And that's what stuck.
And that forever will be one of the greatest memorable posters in Stephanie's...
Academy Award History. Winning, was
yep.
it not?
Yep. Well, I don't know if the poster won an Academy Award.
Pretty sure
do posters,
it did.
Do movie posters have awards? I mean, they wouldn't. I don't think they're Oscars, but would there be awards? There should be, right?
Should be.
It's we
graphic
will
design.
Probably forget to look into that.
We will not look into that, but congratulations all the winners.
Well done. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Trampoline time, got your trench coat?